T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here, just a few minutes away from the money tracker, Don Grant. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things. There's a heat advisory in effect today throughout South Central Kansas. Triple-digit temperatures again this afternoon. Late last night, the Senate blocking a wide-ranging proposal to replace Obamacare. 9 Republicans voting no, including Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. Multiple past disturbances reported by guards at the prison in El Dorado. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Starting to see several more of those stations at 219 this morning. Looks like those gasoline prices here in Wichita are going up. If you see one of the better prices, go ahead and get that. One of our traffic trackers call in. He said Goddard and Kingman, $1.99 a gallon. If you're headed that direction, traffic update, KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
And the weather forecast here on a Wednesday. Partly cloudy today with a gusty southwest wind. Another hot day with a high of 102 degrees. A heat advisory is in effect through this evening. But then a front comes through, and there's a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms by very late tonight. Overnight low down to 75, and not nearly as hot tomorrow. High Thursday, 89 on a mostly sunny day tomorrow. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. Partly cloudy, it is 80 degrees. Forecast high today, 102. There's your weather forecast here on this Thursday. Hey, make sure your beverage of choice at work is Prairie Fire Coffee. That's right. Coffee we serve here at the Intercom campus. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, hey, your boss doesn't love you. So obviously, our boss loves us.
Prairie Fire Coffee
available right here on the Intercom campus. 6:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. As we continue here on a Thursday morning, and let's take a look at what's going on in the stock markets on Wall Street.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, investors returned to their winning ways yesterday, driving up the Dow Jones 100 points to 21,613 at the close. The Nasdaq rose just over 1 point. That was enough for a new record high, 6,412. The Standard & Poor's 500 advanced 7 points. Latest figures show U.S. home prices reaching a new high in May, topping the previous peak recorded in July of 2006. Analysts are downplaying the notion of another real estate bubble, saying unrelenting price increases may already be cooling home sales. As the Federal Reserve's policymaking committee wraps up a two-day meeting, President Trump is deciding whether to re-nominate Janet Yellen as chair of the U.S. Central Bank. Yellen, who was nominated by President Obama, has not said whether she wants to serve another term. And the IRS says cases of identity theft were nearly cut in half last year. In 2015, thieves stole the identities of nearly 700,000 taxpayers. Last year, that number dropped to about 377,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Be sure to check out our news stories anytime on KNSS Facebook. Make sure you like us on Facebook and check that out. We do take listener feedback on some of those stories. We had a story about Rush Limbaugh blasting Republicans, saying they're not even trying anymore. Listener Cyrus says they're not. The ideas coming from their camp are as crap as the ones coming from the other end. It's time to end Republicrat rule. Cyrus with those comments. You would like to comment? You can go to our stories anytime. KNSS Facebook. Like us on Facebook and weigh in. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Go spend some money. Well, let's find out what the parameters are on that. Our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, with us this morning. Hello, Don. Well, apparently Don went to go spend some money. He's doing his own thing all there. We'll connect with Don here in a second.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Good, good. I apologize. I must have a bad connection here. But anyway, we are talking about finally spending some money. I mean, you work so hard putting it all away, you
might
as well start to spend it a little bit. You know, on several occasions when I've advised that clients actually spend money, I've gotten an astonished look. We are so accustomed to putting money away, it's very difficult to shift to spending mode. Well, maybe our sense of self-preservation, but with money, we are not given permission to spend as much as we are fed warnings to save. In a study done by the University of Michigan for the Social Security Administration found that adults become less optimistic about future economic growth and financial health as they age, so they become even more preservation-minded and are more reluctant to spend money that took them two-thirds of their lives to finally acquire. Well, a good financial plan that tracks and projects future income and spending may give an investor the confidence to finally spend a bit. Now, I would never encourage increased spending unless we performed a thorough financial review. No one can predict the future, but we do have plenty of historical cost data to be able to project forward with a spending plan. For example, if an investor couple has at least one spouse in their 80s, both are still happy, or healthy rather, and they're both good savers with more than a comfortable nest egg or a constant source of income, they are perfect candidates to step up their spending. We will always keep a healthy care cost, but we can reasonably project how much.
I think we've lost Don there, but I think we got the most of what he was trying to say is that you got to have that kind of healthy balance between saving your money and knowing, when to spend it, too. So there you go. But, maybe Don needs to just invest in a better cell phone. Maybe that's what he will spend his money on today. That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 6:55 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We got a big 7 o'clock hour coming your way, including a live chat with Matt Wolf, ABC News entertainment contributor, live from New York with some entertainment news this morning. And we'll tell you about the votes in the U.S. Senate yesterday on health care. Some interesting tabulations. KNSS News Time, 6:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.